J.R., sales. In order to avoid confusing him with Jeff Shanley, everyone called the head of sales J.R. His real name was Jeff Rollins, but he seemed to enjoy the new moniker. J.R. was an experienced salesperson and a little older than the others, mid-40s. He was usually tan, never rude, and always agreed to do whatever the staff asked of him. Unfortunately, J.R. rarely followed through. In those cases when he came clean and acknowledged having made a commitment that went unfulfilled, he apologized profusely to whomever he had let down. In spite of what the staff called J.R.'s flakiness, he was able to maintain a measure of respect from his peers because of his track record. Before coming to Decision Tech, he had never missed a quarterly revenue number in his entire career in sales. Carlos, customer support. Though Decision Tech had relatively few customers, the board felt strongly that the company would need to invest early in customer service in order to prepare for growth. Carlos Amador had worked with Mikey at two previous companies, and she introduced him to the firm, which was ironic because the two of them couldn't have been more different. Carlos spoke very little, but whenever he did, he had something important and constructive to say. He listened intently during meetings, worked long hours with no complaint, and downplayed his prior accomplishments whenever someone asked about them. If there was a low-maintenance member of the staff, and a trustworthy one, it was Carlos. Catherine was thankful not to have to worry about at least one of her new direct reports, although she was somewhat troubled that his specific role had not yet fully developed. The fact that he willingly took on responsibility for product quality and any other unattractive duties that fell through the gaps allowed her to focus on more pressing concerns. Jan, Chief Financial Officer. The role of the Chief Financial Officer had been a critical one at Decision Tech and would continue to be as long as the company intended to go public. Jan Mersino knew what she was getting into when she joined the company, and she played a key role supporting Jeff as he raised impressive amounts of money from venture capitalists and other investors. Jan was a stickler for detail, took pride in her knowledge of the industry, and treated the company's money as though it were her own. While the board had given Jeff and the staff virtual free rein when it came to expenditures, they did so only because they knew that Jan wouldn't let things get out of control. Nick, Chief Operating Officer. The final member of the executive staff was the most impressive on paper. Nick Farrell had been vice president of field operations for a large computer manufacturer in the Midwest and had moved his family to California to take the Decision Tech job. Unfortunately for him, he had the most ill-defined role of anyone on the team. Nick was officially the chief operating officer of the company, but that was only because he had demanded the COO title as a condition of accepting the job. Jeff and the board gave it to him because they believed he would earn it within the year anyway if he performed according to his billing. More importantly, they had become addicted to hiring star executives, and losing Nick would have hurt their winning percentage. Of all the members of the executive staff, Nick had been most directly impacted by the company's sputtering start. Given Jeff's limitations as a manager, Nick had been hired to spearhead Decision Tech's growth, which included building an operational infrastructure, opening new offices around the world, and leading the firm's acquisition and integration efforts. Most of his responsibilities were currently on hold, giving Nick little meaningful day-to-day work. As frustrated as he was, Nick didn't complain openly. To the contrary, he worked hard to build relationships, though sometimes shallow ones, with each of his colleagues, whom he had quietly deemed to be inferior to him. And though he certainly never said so to any of his peers, Nick felt he was the only executive in the company qualified to be CEO. But that would become obvious soon enough.